the Saturday Light Brigade. I was listening to the sound check. How can't I? I was right here. And there is something really special when four cellists are playing in a quartet. You feel the vibrations in your own body and across all of the instruments. And with us today, we have Malika Natharu, Clara Turner, Genevieve Scanlon, and Olivia Burek, respectively from Upper St. Clair, Mount Lebanon, Quaker Valley, and North Hills High Schools. They're all sophomores, with the exception of Olivia, who is a junior. You'll get a chance to learn more about them and their connection with music, and also them as people, too. I'll put a picture of them playing up on Facebook so you can see them as well. Together, they are known as the Destino Cello Quartet. That was magnificent, and we are going to talk with each of the players, and we'll start with Olivia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you tell me what y'all just played?
Actually, we just played Queen of the Night from The Magic Flute by Mozart. We've had a lot of fun doing this piece because it kind of let us explore sort of our, like, dynamics and how important those are. We learned a lot about our intonation. Clara had a lot of melodic stuff that was, I'm sure, like very hard. And also, we learned a lot about like the bass line, especially me playing the bass line there. But yeah, it was just a great piece to learn for us.
Now, although you all play cello, you're all different people. So let's make sure we talk about you personally, too. Do you have any shout-outs or hellos you'd like to say?
I'd actually like to say hi to my mom. She's probably listening right now. Hi to my dad. Hi to my grandma. I told all of them to listen, so hopefully they are. And hi to the rest of my family for being so supportive of my playing.
That's great. So the word is supportive. When you talk to Olivia today, you'll have to say supportive to prove you were listening. That's what we'll do. Okay, that's your secret word. They'll be able to listen online, too. We'll send you a link. When did you start playing cello?
I actually started in fourth grade. I was about, like, around 9 or so when I started, so.
And did you play other instruments before that?
Just cello.
And you just, how did you know you wanted to do it?
Honestly, for the first few years, I was a little bit iffy, but when I started getting into some of the harder repertoire, I just realized that I love it. And honestly, I think I'm going to go into it as a career because it's my favorite thing to do.
Well, that's great. Do you play every day?
Yeah, mostly.
I would imagine. Have you thought about schools? Or?
Yeah, I've been looking at a few colleges that would allow me to major both in music education and also performance. So.
That sounds like a well-rounded way to approach it. Well, yeah. Terrific. Anything else you want to say?
I just wanted to add, three of us here are in Tripo, and we have a concert on the 7th, that Sunday, at Carnegie Music Hall in Oakland. If anyone wanted to come and watch it, it's going to be a great night of music.
Great. That's May 2nd, Carnegie Music Hall.
7th.
Thank you. May 7th, mm-hmm. Carnegie Music Hall in Oakland. I think that, do you know what day of the week that is?
I think it's a Sunday.
Yeah. It is a Sunday. Yeah. I'm looking at a calendar in my head. And what time does it start?
It starts at 7.
Excellent. And I believe it's free.
Yeah.
Too. So Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras do such a great job. And I'm glad you'll have a chance to see three of the players here as part of a full orchestra. Thanks, Olivia. Mm-hmm. Let's meet Clara Turner, who is here. She's a student at Mount Lebanon High School. And Olivia, by the way, is a student at North Hills High School. Hi, Clara. We already said hi, Olivia. Hi, Clara.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I started playing cello in first grade. I really love this song. It has so much character. And not many people would really describe me as a diva, but it kind of lets me bring that out in this piece. So
that's interesting, because you think of a diva as somebody who's singing, right?
Yeah,
at least
yeah.
I do. And you get a chance to sort of strut your stuff, I guess, right?
Yeah.
As a cellist. What attracted you to playing cello?
Well, actually, there was a thing that was set up where you could try out different instruments, and my cello teacher was there, and she was a music teacher at school, and so I knew her, it was like familiar, so I just started playing cello from that.
Now, they make smaller cellos for little kids,
yeah,
right?
Okay. Yeah.
Because I actually, in a bluegrass band once called Redhead Express from Alaska, of all places, they came here, and a little girl played bass, you know, a big plucked bass. And she played a full-size bass. She stood on a stool so she could reach it. And it was really kind of neat to see. Do you have any shout-outs or hellos?
Yeah, I'll say hi to my parents and my brother who are listening right now. Also, kind of going off what Olivia said, we are in YC Squared and Tripo, and there's more room in Tripo, so the auditions are coming up. You can go on tripo.org if you want to join, and hopefully all those music players will join us.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think one of the coolest things is, I mean, you all probably wouldn't have met each other if it weren't for Tripo or you Chamber Connection, YC Squared. And for me, growing up, I can still remember I had some opportunities to meet people my age that went to other schools, but not as many as I would have liked. So this is a great way.
Yeah, it's a really great opportunity.
Get to meet folks. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Anything else you wanted to mention?
That's it.
Okay. And we'll meet our next two players. And here is Malika Matharu. Did I do okay with your last name?
Yeah.
All right. And tell me about yourself.
I started playing cello in third grade, kind of similar to how Clara did. Our school had like a little thing where they set up three different instruments, viola, violin, cello. And they actually just had some of the older kids, like the fourth graders, play it. And you just got to go around. They would let you like just try to play the instrument. And I was attracted to the cello because honestly, because it was big and loud and I was obnoxious as a child. So I thought, why not play something that's just as not obnoxious as I am?
This instrument suits me. Yeah. I'm going to play it. Did you consider bagpipes? Or
no.
You
know,
because that's an instrument where you really call attention to yourself as you play it. I'm curious, did they have wind instruments for you to try too?
They tried it in fourth grade. You were allowed to try the band instruments. And I tried the clarinet because it looked the easiest. But I never actually ended up playing it because I thought I'd just stick to cello.
Any shout-outs for you?
Same as everyone else. Hi to my parents who are probably listening and my grandparents who are probably listening as well. And a shout-out to Mrs. Malucci, who's our coach. And we definitely would not have been able to sound nearly as good with these pieces if it weren't for her. So, yeah, she's been an amazing teacher throughout all of this.
Does anybody know Betty Schiappa?
Yeah.
Betty, Clara's nodding her head. She's listening in Steubenville now and says hello. Is she a family member?
Grandmother.
Oh, how nice. Mm-hmm. By the way, you can send us a text at 412-200-5975. Or as Betty just did, you can go to slbradio.org and type in a message and we'll relay it. Again, the number to text, 412-200-5975. Malika, is there anything else that you would like to mention about TRAPO, or are you involved in TRAPO also?
I'm not in TRAPO, but I'm actually in YC Squared, the Youth Chamber Connection. And I would say, like Clara said, definitely think about joining it if you have any musical interest, if you play any instruments, because I can say like I've made really, really good friends through the program. So it's definitely worth it.
That's great to hear. Do you have career interests that you're reflecting about now? I asked Olivia partly because she's in 11th grade. You guys are all sophomores, and you still might be thinking about it, but it's still a little early. Have you thought about it?
I've thought about it. It's definitely something that I want to continue. Like any colleges that I look at, I do consider their music programs just because like I wouldn't want it to be like necessarily as involved as Olivia, but I still really enjoy playing cello. So I definitely want to continue like maybe like some orchestra rehearsals in college.
Excellent. Let me just ask you to pass the mic back to Clara for a minute so she can reflect on that and also say hello to Grandma.
Hi, Nana.
Have you thought about life after high school?
I know I'm definitely going to continue playing cello, but I'm not really sure about actually studying it in college. But I definitely want to keep playing for as long as possible.
Yeah, it's the nice thing about music is you can keep it with you your whole life. You know, if you're passionate about, say, calculus, you're probably not going to do calculus in the background for your whole life if you do something else.
Yeah.
But music is nice. Thank you. Let's finally meet Genevieve Scanlon, who I need to know more about your cello. I've never seen a cello like this. I don't think it's wooden, right? Is it made out of a sort of polymer or
it's actually carbon fiber. The topic it always seems is my cello and what it's made out of and why it looks black and shiny.
I apologize for calling attention to it, but it's really cool. So it's got to be really stiff if it's carbon fiber.
Actually, it's really nice because first of all, if it's like out in the cold, I know some cellos will get super, super out of tune and there's always the risk that they'll crack or something. This cello, it's never really out of tune. The worst it is it's not even like it never gets like a half note off. It's like always pretty good. It's pretty close. And then it's never like had any problems with cracking or anything. And the nice thing is also the fine tuners at the top, whenever you turn them, they're mechanical. So unlike some wooden cellos, it's really hard to tune them. But for mine, it's like really easy.
I bet it's really light too, is it?
Yeah, it's a lot lighter than wooden cellos, I think.
Now, let's focus on you rather than the object in your lap here. Tell me about yourself.
So my name's Genevieve, I go to Swickley, and I'm 15, and I started cello when I was 3 because my grandfather decided, like my mother is a cellist, and he owns a music store, and he decided that I was going to play cello, so he brought over a 1/16 size cello. It's basically a viola. And so I started off with that, and I kept playing.
It's a viola with a stick on the end, basically.
Essentially, yeah, and a little bit, like, wider, but yeah, and same as Malika and Claire, I'm not sure that I'm going to professionally continue with cello, but I'm definitely going to keep it with me because it's something I enjoy.
Any shout-outs?
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to do a shout-out to my parents, also my mom, who always encourages me to play cello. Also my grandfather, who got me started on cello, and Mrs. Malucci and all the substitute coaches we had who helped us continue with these pieces.
Terrific. And again, it's coming up on May 7th. Sunday at Carnegie Music Hall.
Yep.
You can see Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra. You're part of that group. And you can also audition if you want to at tripo.org. And Youth Chamber Connection, you can learn more about Youth Chamber Connection by following the link on our website, YC². And what are you, is there anything else we should have mentioned?
Yeah, I just want to, you know, overall, biggest shout out ever, Mrs. Cunningham, for YC² and everything, and also for Chautauqua Summer Camp, which is where I've met a lot of my music friends. Unfortunately, Olivia didn't go last year, but she's going this year, and I have to say, it's just a really fun time, and you meet a lot of wonderful people.
That's, excuse me, that's terrific. What are you going to play next?
We're going to play Por Una Cabeza by Carlos Gardel.
Excellent. And I'll give you, you can just place that microphone right on the table. It will stay there. Now, once again, we have the Destino Cello Quartet. I'd like to get all of those last notes in there. You all sound great. Thank you for being here with us today, and I hope you'll come back sometime.
Thank
Best
you.
Wishes too for a great, no matter what you do, just terrific. The Destino Cello Quartet. Who chose the name? I like the name. It's
Trio del Destino, and then Malika joined.
So it became the quartet. How about Destino? Where did that come from?
There's actually a piece.
Yeah, we played last year.
Forza Delicino.
Okay, so from that piece itself, I thought maybe it was Destiny. It, you know, it's got a nice sound to it. Well, thank you for being along with us.